USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to vote on a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package later this week and is expected to pass but face tougher scrutiny in the Senate. Republicans have called the price tag of the bill too high and pushed back against certain measures in the package, like a hike in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senator John Kennedy says the bill has almost nothing to do with combating the coronavirus pandemic. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News the package instead reads like a liberal wish list.
This isn't a coronavirus bill. This is a left of Lenin neo-socialist wish list. I mean, it just is. They've got money for transit projects and bridges and language preservation, billions for people who are in our country illegally. I am all for spending additional monies to combat the coronavirus. But this bill isn't it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
West Virginia remains among the leaders in the nation at getting COVID vaccines into the arms of its residents. Nearly 10% of the state's population have received both doses of the vaccine, with nearly all of the doses West Virginia has received being administered. Governor Jim Justice says his state's vaccination plan has been simple. He tells Fox News they've quickly mobilized as many resources as they could to administer the shots.
Our model's real simple, and it's just this, is really, when it really boils right down to it, we've got our local pharmacies, all of our local clinics, our National Guard stepped up, and we took off. And we took off with the people that we knew were going to die, and that was our elderly. And we absolutely got ourselves back in school because we vaccinated all of our teachers and service personnel right off the get-go from 50 and up. And absolutely, you know, like I said over and over and over, there's a lot of good things going on right now in West Virginia.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee is back on this year.
Last year's Spelling Bee was canceled because of COVID, the first time since World War II had been called off. This year's Bee will happen in a mostly virtual format, with the in-person competition limited to a dozen finalists who will gather at Walt Disney World in Florida. It's usually held at a convention center outside Washington where a larger gathering was not possible. And instead of compressing the entire competition into a week, it's called Bee Week. The Bee will be stretched over several weeks, with the preliminary rounds to be held in mid-June, the semifinals on June 27, and the ESPN televised finals on July 8. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The cancellation of last year's Bee was a cruel blow to eighth graders who missed out on their final chance to compete after years of preparation. Spellers routinely study obscure words, roots, and language patterns for hours a day, sacrificing other activities and social life for a chance to become the national champion. Spellers are no longer eligible after they reach high school. And country singer Garth Brooks has revealed his wife, Trisha Yearwood, has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, Brooks said that the couple had been quarantining for the last 2 weeks after a member of their team tested positive. While his tests have remained negative, he says Yearwood is experiencing symptoms, but overall is doing okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.